morning, 8:10 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now by phone, we have Shane Tucker. He is the Chief Deputy of the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. Chief, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. So I wanted to start with a follow-up on this story about the donkey that the animal contractor wound up putting down. And the reason I wanted to bring this up is because South Santa Rosa News has published some audio of the dispatch calls where the contractor called dispatch, called Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office, and basically wanted to get permission from this. And I want to play, it's about a minute long, but I want to play this this bit of back and forth between him and the dispatcher, and then I want to ask you what this means, because this has kind of come to light in the last few days. Here's the back and forth with Philip Farmer and the dispatcher.
Sheriff's Office.
Hey, this is Philip. We're last stop.
Yeah.
Tell them I'm fixing to, I need to talk to somebody. I'm fixing to pile this donkey up.
What are you going to do with him?
I ain't got no way to catch him. Huh?
Where does he live? Dang, the first call we've had for that donkey, I don't think.
I know it. No, and that's the trouble, is he's a danger, so I'm just going to make the danger disappear.
Well, I don't want to, I don't know what.
No, you can't give me the, you just give me the lieutenant over this, this part. Connect me to him, because I ain't going to do it unless I get permission.
Okay.
But it won't be the first one I did.
All right, hang on a second.
Because he ain't worth $10.
Okay, I'm going to have to put you out to the lieutenant there.
That's fine, but most likely when I pull Henry out, then people will say, oh, no, because I got him contained, but not completely contained.
All right, so that's about half of the call that came in, basically, where Philip Hayes, I think I said Philip Farmer a moment ago, I apologize, was kind of looking for permission from your office, Chief, to, you know, basically to shoot this donkey, which is what we know eventually happened. And there's also been kind of this allegation of, you know, were the sheriff's deputies there? Were they not there? Were they involved in the decision to, you know, put down the donkey or not? And I just wanted to get your perspective on this, give you a chance obviously to respond to some of this. So thoughts, comments, whatever you want to say.
Well, certainly this is a unique situation. I'm in the 30 years or so that Philip Hayes has been doing this, I'm not aware of any time other than this that he's called the sheriff's office for an issue like this. I can tell you this, the lieutenant that he spoke with, I have confirmed he did not indicate to him that he planned on killing the animal, and at no time did Lieutenant Phillips give him permission, as Philip Hayes claimed, to shoot the animal. You know, he did speak with Lieutenant Phillips, but he did not tell him specifically that he planned on killing the animal. I think it's very telling in that exchange that you just played that Hayes makes a comment because he ain't worth $10. And he also states that the donkey he has him somewhat contained, but since he ain't worth $10, he's going to go ahead and, I believe he said, pile him up.
Yeah.
But no, it's factually incorrect to say that Philip Hayes received permission from a sheriff's office employee to shoot that animal. That is just not true.
And this, and you kind of heard in the comments there, pile him up is a bit of an uncertain, it's not a reference I know, and then bring out, you know, he kind of said, you know, bring out Henry. I assume he's talking about a Henry rifle, but I don't know that for a fact. He seems to have a way of speaking that isn't quite as direct as, you know, so you're saying that there was some kind of unclarity in the communication between him and the lieutenant?
That's correct. He evidently is trying to use euphemisms, but even in the conversation with dispatch, he never come right out and said that he planned on killing the animal, although that's inferred, especially now that we have all the facts. But no, he never received any kind of permission or go ahead from a sheriff's office representative to shoot that animal.
And should be, I guess it should make clear that the lieutenant was not the person on the phone just now. He was going to be on the phone, so whatever understanding maybe the dispatcher had about the event was not communicated the same way, even if he did understand it to the lieutenant. So, all right, well, we'll obviously look for more as this all comes out, and certainly, you know, at the trial. Chief, I guess we had a domestic violence, a shooting incident in Munson, is that right?
We did. Yesterday, our deputy responded to a Munson address for a shooting. When they arrived, they found that two men had actually been shot, and it appears they'd been shot by one another. They both were taken to the hospital with what we believe to be are non-life-threatening injuries. It's still being investigated, but right now it does appear to be an incident of domestic violence.
And they're related to each other, or do we know?
They do appear to be related to each other. I'm not positive, but I believe it's father and son.
Okay. Just because when you say domestic violence, I always so much think of that in the context of a marriage or, you know, romantic relationship. That's why it kind of threw me for a second. You also had kind of a weird case of an indecent exposure, but kind of a bizarre incident, right?
We did it. You know, in our you just can't make this stuff up files. Yesterday, our deputies were dispatched to the scene of Billard neighborhood after receiving a report of indecent exposure. When they arrived, at first they observed several citizens that appeared to be trying to subdue a naked male subject. And as they investigated, they learned that a 12 and 13-year-old child, along with one of the children's parents, had knocked on the man's door trying to locate the owner of a stray dog they found. The man came to the door completely nude, and understandably, the child's parent found this quite disconcerting, so he told the man as much. The fella closed the door, and as they began walking away, moments later, the man emerged from the home, still naked, but this time he had a hammer in his possession. He aggressively charged some folks in the neighborhood, and that's when they began trying to subdue him and detain him. They were able to actually do that, but a couple of them were actually struck by the man's hammer and then received some injuries. When the deputies got there and got the man in custody, he identified himself as, quote, the mighty Thor. Now, this is what you're not going to believe. The deputies actually believed the man was highly intoxicated. He was arrested and charged with some aggravated battery and aggravated assault, among other things. That's a one for the books.
Okay. All right. Just a couple legal technical questions, because I'm sure people are wondering. Is it legal to come to your door and greet people wearing none of the clothes?
You know, I don't really know what the specific charge would be, but I can almost guarantee you no, that would not be, you know, there would be some type of criminal charge for that.
Okay, and to go a step further, since he went outside the house chasing with the hammer, outside on your lawn, naked in the front, that would be indecent exposure or disturbing the peace or all the above, right?
I believe that indecent exposure would be anything where you are exposed for others to see. You know, if you're standing in your window naked, if you're standing on a ladder in your backyard, you know, if you are intentionally somewhere where people can observe you, I would think that would qualify as indecent exposure. So certainly opening the door should do that.
And illegal even if you are, in fact, the God of Thunder, right?
Even if you are, in fact, Thor, which investigation revealed he was not.
Oh, good. Okay, so we've run that to ground. Okay, very good. the stuff you guys deal with, I can't believe it. And obviously, in this case, the stuff the neighbors have to deal with before y'all get there. Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office, Chief Deputy Shane Tucker. Chief, as always, thank you for the time. Thank you for being the folks who deal with this stuff so the rest of us don't necessarily have to. I appreciate it, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Andrew.